Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, a campaign that led to minimum distance passing rules for drivers overtaking cyclists has been named a supreme winner at the Road Safety Authority's Leading Lights in Road Safety Awards 2022. Community groups and business and individuals were recognised for their efforts to make our roads safer for everyone at a ceremony in Croke Park today, as Drive Time's John Cook reports.
Your listeners will, I'm sure, be aware of the ad that's on TV with the cyclists putting their arms out. Well, I'm kind of behind that a little bit, I suppose.
Phil Skelton is from Wexford Town.
Basically, it was an instruction to drivers on how to safely overtake people on bicycles. That was the nub of the campaign.
Speaking to me from Croke Park today, I asked Phil about his own cycling experience.
I took up cycling about 10 years ago when I was developing a bit of a gut and just as a way of losing a bit of weight. And in 2013, I had a close shave by an overtaking car on a road in County Wexford. And in the same year, within an 8-month period of each other, two cyclists were fatalities on County Wexford roads from overtaking cars. And I decided to have a look and see what could be done about this particular problem. And I found a deficit of education and awareness around this particular issue for the overtaking of bicycle riders on Ireland's roads. So I set about this campaign, liaising with many bodies, county councils, Irish Road Victims Association, journalists, TV programmes, all sorts of things in order to raise further awareness of the actual problem. Staying Alive at 1.5 is the campaign. So it was a campaign to pursue the adoption of a law originally to get motorists to allow at least 1.5 metres of overtaking space in speed zones of over 50 k's an hour.
As a result of Phil's campaigning, the rules of the road were updated to reflect a minimum passing distance of pedal cyclists, with legislation introduced to support this. Today he was honoured by the RSA as a leading light in road safety. In the Road Safety Champion category, he was also the overall recipient of the Gertie Shields Supreme Award.
For his passion and ambition in driving more road safety awareness and education, the winner of this year's Supreme Award is Phil Skelton.
It's overwhelming, and I've been kind of speechless since I've gotten it, to be honest with you. You know, like many people here today who are nominated, we don't set up stuff like this to get awards, but you know, you see a greater good that can be done somewhere and maybe see a deficit of education. And it is fantastic to get the recognition, like national recognition for road safety work. And you kind of look back and think, God, I'm at this for 8 or 9 years now, and it is nice to get a recognition for it.
Speaking at today's ceremony in Croke Park, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton, commended Phil for making a difference in protecting vulnerable road users in Ireland, along with other award recipients, including the Moyross Youth Academy, for a project on the dangers of misusing scramblers and quad bikes in urban areas. The Shed for Bikers group, set up by Derek Gannon to promote motorcycle safety. The East Cork Rapid Response, that aids the National Ambulance Service at incidents. While the Gayburn Media Award went to Radio Kerry's Mark Lynch for an interview on driver fatigue following the death of 26-year-old nurse Kerry Brown as she drove home from a 12-hour night shift at the hospital in Tralee.
But unfortunately, now that the economy is running again, fatalities have unfortunately gone up to 151 so far this year, which is actually, you know, it's 24 more than last year.
The ceremony also heard concerns about rising road fatalities recently since the end of COVID restrictions from the RSA chairperson, Liz O'Donnell.
So it's all the more important that we raise awareness yet again. It's the same old message. If I would ask, you know, one wish for a New Year's resolution is that would everyone just slow down a bit, even by 10 kilometres per hour, you know, whether on a motorway or in a residential areas, just slow down and be mindful of your responsibility to other people who are using the roads. Put your phone away. Distraction is a huge problem on our roads at the moment.
as well as a Christmas road safety message warning against what she termed killer behaviours. Liz O'Donnell also spoke about the need for extra caution during this week's freezing conditions.
A cold snap like this, it's unusual in Ireland, but it's not unprecedented. We know what we have to do. If everybody just slows down, be careful, just be extra careful and be particularly careful of pedestrians. And, you know, when there's fog and ice and, you know, people should wear high vis as much as they can. You know, we provide them in the Road Safety Authority. They really work there, and older people and children should have high vis on these early mornings and late evenings.
10 years after he took up cycling, today's Supreme winner Phil Skelton is still concerned about safety on our roads. I asked him if driver behaviour has improved towards cyclists.
It depends on who you talk to, really. Anecdotally, I do hear of the overtaking of bicycle riders has gotten better, but there is no real data, I suppose, to back it up with. This year, we've seen 151 fatalities on our road so far. 7 of those have been bicycle riders, which is the same as for last year, but overall fatalities are well up. So I think a lot of people are in a hurry and they just need to chill out a little bit, leave a bit earlier and just give everyone a chance to get home to their loved ones.
And that is sound advice indeed from Phil Skelton there speaking to John Cook. And congratulations to Phil and all of today's leading lights in road safety awards, all the winners. Congratulations to them.